Okay, welcome everyone. We'll call our meeting for Monday, May 11th, 2026 to order. Roll call. Ed and Joe are absent and excused. Jill, Sarah, and myself are present. I only have one comment for the chairman's comments this month, and it's recognizing National Police Week this week. I think it's important to recognize those that keep our city and state and federal areas safe. And it's also a good opportunity to honor those that gave the ultimate sacrifice for us. So we thank them and recognize them. Next on the agenda is the review of previous meeting minutes, and those are from April 13th. And commissioners, is there any corrections or additions we need to make to those? Hearing none, is there a motion to accept those?
So moved.
And a second?
A second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Motion passes. So this month, we're recognizing anniversaries for, in the police department, Officer Anthony Becker with 9 years of service. And over at the fire department, Deputy Chief Brandon Betcher with 1 year. Firefighter Jason Borchert with 1 year. Firefighter Adam Lunzer, 20 years of service. And EMT Bill Lundgren with 1 year of service. And PFC does thank them for their service to our community. So with that, we can move along now to the police department. And the first item is discussion and review of the April bills. Anyone have any questions for the chief or comments? No? Okay. Hearing none, then let's move along to municipal court statement. And this is now January through March, it looks like. Any questions there? Okay. Next is the calls for service. And 1,317 calls for the month of April. Any questions or comments there? Okay. And last is the incident-based reporting report. Any questions there? Pretty simple. Okay. Okay, so hearing none there, let's then move along to the police chief's report. Chief Incus?
Yeah, I guess the only thing I want to add is under the incident-based reporting, you see our fraud offenses are up, and we've really been getting hit with a lot of those, and a lot of, I guess you could say, serious fraud offenses, which take a lot of time to investigate, getting search warrants and such like that for bank accounts and whatnot. And I guess I just wanted to point that out.
Okay.
For whatever reason.
As far as residents are concerned, there is there anything that you can, any advice you could give, or any situations to avoid?
Be careful online and know who you're sending money to or giving access to.
Sure.
I mean, that's not every case, but yeah.
Yeah, some of this phishing is becoming very...
very professional.
Very professional is correct.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And unfortunately for the victims, a lot of these cases end up overseas and there's really nothing we can do.
Yeah.
And one other thing I wanted to point out, and I don't know where the where this program is going, but is the propane program. Right now, I don't have the exact amount, but I believe we're paying something like between $1.40 and $1.60 a gallon for propane. And you see where gas is at. I don't know whether that program will continue or not.
Okay.
Sorry, do we have a what do you mean by the propane program?
Well, by the program, all our MARC squads run on propane mm-hmm. or gas. And so what that program, I guess, includes is we also have the fill station, which we mm-hmm. own. And all that costs money as well to maintain. And when we get new squads, they have to be outfitted to run on propane. And money was not approved for a new propane station, and it's nearing the end of life.
Okay.
So I guess that's something that would have to be decided.
Do we know how much more time that propane station has?
No. It's I mean, we just know it's at toward, you know, like when they tell you your refrigerator's at the end of life, yeah. Based on years of service, you know, it, you don't know for sure.
Yeah.
One day it doesn't
with
work.
With the amount, propane's a lot less expensive is what you're kind of saying. Correct. Versus the gas right now.
Correct.
But all new vehicles are still being outfitted for both? Or does that
get
phased out?
Well, they have from what we have now, but we didn't get any new vehicles right. for this year. And so I guess going into 2027, our plan at this point is to not outfit,
okay.
Whatever vehicles we get.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, then also I guess wanted to bring up in regards to National Police Week on Wednesday night, May 13th at 11:55 p.m. at Coldock Park. They will have the Midnight Piper to honor the law enforcement officers that have given the ultimate sacrifice. They've been here for I don't know how many years, quite a few. But it usually has a pretty good crowd that shows up. Even last year, it was pretty darn cold out there. Mm-hmm. But it was good attendance. So, and then I guess the last thing I wanted to let everybody know is that effective the 15th of next month, I am retiring. So. I have an offer in the private sector that I've accepted, job in the private sector that I've accepted, and I really enjoyed working for the city of Port Washington and the police department, and I'm very proud of the department and the officers we have. We're second to none in Ozaukee County, and it's all because of the people that we have there. And also the support from the city and the police and fire commission. Couldn't do it with, and also I have to add to the citizens. They're supportive and willing to help us out and be part of the problem solving.
Well, Chief, I when you called me to tell me that you're retiring, I was shocked. I didn't expect it coming. And as I mentioned to you on the phone or when we met, that you've got a lot to be proud of here in Port Washington. The department's been running very smoothly for a number of years, and I think you mentioned that you've been a police officer or chief in Port for 42 years?
Yes.
It's a long time.
It is.
Yeah. You've seen a lot. But what I appreciate most about the chief is his ability to explain all sides of matters. So we can, you know, when you say, how about this idea? Well, it's good, except this, or there's more to it than that. And I really appreciated that from you. And as I mentioned, you have a lot to be proud of here. So thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you very much for all that service.
Gonna miss you.
I mean, as a kid, we remember you coming in with the DARE program when we were little kids. So I've grown up with
you
here.
Well, thank you, sir, for making me feel really old.
Yep, you're welcome. But it's true. I mean, you've been such a pivotal part of the community. So I'm sorry, but we're all older.
It's
42 years is a long time to serve. So thank you very much.
I was 10. I was the youngest officer ever hired here. And I have to add too that the new building. People say, really, you're going now with a new building coming, and I just feel that the time is right, and this other job offer wouldn't be around forever, and I just wish the building would have been built 5 years ago so that I could have enjoyed it. But I'm really happy and excited for, especially the younger officers that get to have that for most of their or all of their career. It is quite the awesome building.
Well, thank you. I think we'll have you at one more PFC meeting next month, correct? On June 8th?
I could be here.
You could be, okay.
We all get sucked in for one more.
Thank you for your years of dedication and service.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Anything else to add, Chief?
No, that's it.
Okay, good. Well, then let's turn our attention to the fire department and a review of the EMS invoices. Oh, Chief, there was one more thing there about on the agenda about the motorcycle.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I missed that. We have, it was a 2007 Harley motorcycle. And basically the last time that we had it serviced and updated again was in 2021. And then being so short-staffed and the fact that basically there's just not that many, really right now there's no young officers that want to ride the motorcycle. We made the decision to get rid of it and eliminate that program. We sold it to Harley Davidson in Thiensville, and I think we got a decent price for it. And he advised us that we were the last police motorcycle in Ozaukee County. Everybody else had already gotten rid of theirs.
Sounds like a collector's item.
It was low miles and in really good shape.
Great. Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, so again, turn our attention to EMS invoices for April. And commissioners, any questions there? Or Chief, anything that jumps out at you?
Pretty light month for invoices.
See that, yeah. Any questions? No. Okay, then let's take a look at fire invoices for April.
Only thing on the fire invoices, you'll see a hotel for FDIC. Myself and a couple of the members of the command staff went down to the fire department instructors conference in Indianapolis last month to take a look at both some new ideas for the engine that we have coming, as well as ambulances, which are currently planned for 28 and 29. It's not a lot of times where you can see all essentially 10 ambulance manufacturers in one place. Because we have a engine on order, we were able to get free admission to the instructors conference from there. So that's what the hotel is there.
Okay.
Other than that, there's really nothing there except some miscellaneous repair stuff.
Okay, then let's turn to EMS calls for the month of April.
Down a little bit in number of calls, but our response times continue to look great, especially within the city. This month, we're at 5 minutes, 43 seconds for average ambulance response.
Mm-hmm. Very good. A number of calls to Belgium, so we're still being requested to Belgium, Chief?
We are until we're not. As we mentioned at the previous meetings, we've reached out to them. It sounds like there may be some movement on that, but they had not made any notification at all to the dispatch center until last month, which will take them multiple months to update the geolocations in their dispatching software. So
okay.
They are still paying the fee that they were assessed previously until that has been situated.
And we keep answering the call.
We keep, the pager goes off, we go.
Okay. Any questions there, commissioners? Okay. And fire calls for the month of April? That looks like a busy month.
We had 25, so not high in number, but we had two significant fires kind of back to back almost. So we'll talk about one of them in a little bit. The other one was a shed fire in the township, which was a complete loss. It was a complete loss before we got there. So.
Okay. And we can back up a little bit, mutual aid for ambulance calls here.
I see. Just one. Again, you'll see that's a third ambulance request. We don't have three ambulances, so it's hard to send the third. Okay. So but we're able to get somebody there at least to first respond, and we appreciate Ozaukee Central helping us out with those calls when we're overwhelmed and don't have a vehicle to respond.
Right. Okay, great. Any questions there, commissioners? No. Okay, then there's an item here for consideration and possible action regarding a revision to the current multi-jurisdictional paramedic intercept agreement related to blood product administration.
I was trying to see how many long words I could add in one
sentence.
Yeah,
you did a great job. Yeah, it's a lot of tongue twisters in there too. So maybe I'll let you explain it.
All right, sounds like a plan. So if you guys will recall, in December-ish, we approved a new paramedic intercept agreement for Ozaukee County EMS agencies. Since that time, the Ozaukee Central Fire Department has started a blood administration program. It's something that we're working on getting spun up, but you can imagine the complexities with getting blood from a blood bank, those type of things, and the whole process and equipment associated with that. So as we're getting that spun up, Ozaukee Central has offered to provide it almost kind of as an intercept or a specialty response request. But in order to fulfill that, we need to update the paramedic intercept agreement because there's some kind of intricacies along with that. You know, who's maintaining control of the patient, what happens if there's a complication strictly related to the blood product that's being administered, and some of the financial things that go along with it. So instead of going back to the drawing board, rewriting another 20-page agreement about something that is largely going to be temporary, we were able to come up with an appendix that has been reviewed by the city administrator, or sorry, the city attorney, who has no concerns. So I'm looking for approval from the Police and Fire Commission to take this to GGF.
Question for you.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know the process in a hospital of giving blood, and it's not always very quick. Is it not just faster to transfer them to the ER? What kind of circumstances is this happening in?
This will be administered in patients with severe hemorrhagic related trauma. So, you know, anything you can think of from that standpoint, significant GI bleeds or postpartum hemorrhage. We'll be carrying uncrossed packed red blood cells. So they can spin that up pretty fast. It doesn't have to come down from the blood bank. That's carried in a cooler in the rigs. So
that how long is the blood good for?
2 weeks, and then it's returned and exchanged.
Oh. What if they have antibodies?
So uncrossed. And it's packed red blood cells. So the likelihood of complication from that is relatively low.
Okay. It's just interesting.
Yeah, it's a relatively new thing in EMS. There's about 480 agencies around the United States doing this. It's something that we've been working with Ascension on for quite a while, but obviously there's a lot of hurdles to get that up in the field. But there's a lot of data showing that, you know, obviously quicker administration of blood products is better for the patient, especially as I'm sure you know, the delay sometimes that it takes when you're dealing with a blood bank in the hospital to get things when you need them quickly. So this gets them to them even quicker than that. So,
Okay, any further questions there? So I guess the chief is looking for a motion to accept this agreement. Would someone like to make that motion?
So moved.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
All right.
Not a lot of options.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion passes. Okay, and then I think we are ready for the chief's report.
Yeah, so the first thing on the chief's report, just a quick budget update. Now it says quarter one, but this is actually as of 4:30. So we're actually doing pretty well from that perspective. We're under most line items. There's a couple of things with life insurance and that kind of stuff. Unfortunately, we're a little bit blinded to how that process works. Those are handled downtown for the most part. So the finance director kind of takes care and keeps tabs on those type of things. Computer services is an old account that has some holdover from last year, that some stuff that was bought in December. So it kind of bleeds over into 26. So that's the one that you see there in GL 5700. But that going forward, that account won't exist. But other than that, I'm happy to report budgetarily, I think we're doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Numbers look very good. Any questions there, commissioners? No? Okay. Please continue.
All right. The next thing on my list, I did send out a fair number of administrative policies in draft format for your review and feedback. I did receive some feedback from some of the commissioners. Barring any additional, those revisions will be made, and then it will be sent to the city attorney for review. I wanted you guys to take the first shot at it instead of having Matt review everything, and then you guys have corrections, and I'm apt to review it again. So once the city attorney has some time to put eyes on it, it'll come back to this body for formal approval.
Mm-hmm. This is the first phase of
the first of many, many, many phases. Okay. So next will likely be work rules, followed by job descriptions. Then we'll start breaking down operational policies and then response policies. So trying to, you know, go every month or every other month with the reading, because I know it's a fair bit of homework for you guys.
It's a very complete report up to this point.
Any questions on the administrative policies? No? Okay. Next on my list, we did accept the resignation of two full-time firefighter paramedics, both Dylan Dodson and McKenna Krim. Those were effective immediately. So that kind of bleeds into the next one. We'd like to begin the hiring process to fill those two current full-time vacancies. I've been in contact with Robin at City Hall. She has no qualms with us proceeding immediately. My current plan, with your approval, is to start getting those posted next week with a closing date of the 31st, followed by interviews in the first or second week of June.
So what is the market like these days, Joe? Is it easy or difficult to find firefighter paramedics?
Compared to 20 years ago, it is quite difficult. That said, you know, we've worked a lot with City Hall to try to take some things that we noticed as shortcoming from a wage perspective and a STEP program to make sure we're attracting people with vacancies or with experience, as well as potentially hiring lateral transfers. So that should help us break down some barriers, but there's just not the applicant pool that there used to be, especially when we're looking for firefighter paramedics ready to go. So hopefully with a new public safety building, some new apparatus on the way, and again, some of those changes that we made with HR, we can expand our applicant pool a little bit farther than what we've seen in the past. And I believe we do have some internal candidates in a part-time status that may be interested as well.
That's great. Yeah. So for the time being, though, you're kind of in a tough situation trying to fill overtime positions?
Yeah. So, you know, I've been in contact with City Hall. They know that we'll be going through a fair bit of overtime. I'm very appreciative to our staff for kind of stepping up and filling in those vacancies as soon as we had them. So makes it a little easier to sleep at night when, you know, everything is staffed. So
right.
We've got them all taken care of, at least through the end of the month.
Okay. I don't see any problem with moving forward on that.
Okay. And stay tuned to our social media sites and GovJobs for those postings. The next thing on my list, I just wanted to do a quick discussion of the fire on Jefferson Street. Just want to pull up some more information on that real quick. So as I'm sure you guys saw, we had a significant structure fire on West Jefferson Street. Chris is quite familiar with the area, because she came walking up to me about halfway through and I was still a little sleepy, trying to kind of figure out what was going on. So we received a call at about 5 o'clock on the button on April 16th for the report of a fire in a two-story residence. Shortly after the dispatch, we were advised of a confirmed trapped victim on the second floor of the residence who was unable to evacuate because of the smoke and fire conditions on the second floor. The police officers bravely attempted to enter the home. I did get to see the body cam footage. Once they tried to make access to the second floor, there was just too much smoke for them to make their way up, and made the correct decision to not get themselves into any more trouble and came back out. The first engine was on scene within 5 minutes of the time of page, and 3 minutes after they got on scene, they had successfully removed the victim from the second floor window. They transferred him to the awaiting ambulance, and he was transported to the hospital for care, ultimately transferred down to Children's, and I am happy to report he has been recently discharged from the hospital and doing well. So after the crews rescued the victim, they then kind of turned to fire attack, went inside, put out the fire, and we had things largely under control at about 5:20 in the morning. So considering our page was at 5 a.m., that's pretty good. Obviously, we had some overhaul work to do and some investigation work to do. Given there was a significant injury associated with the fire, we did contact the state fire marshal's office to help us with the investigation. So investigation is still ongoing. Just a quick plug, make sure that everyone has a smoke detector working in the home. And if they don't have one, if you go to our website and go to pwfd.org/outreach, we do have a smoke detector program where we will come out and install one for you if you do not have one. So that's just a quick overview. Again, you know, this is one of those things where without a referendum 2 years ago, the story is likely different. You know, we had 4 people in the station and that's how we got there from, you know, within 5 minutes. It's kind of crazy to think that the crews that pulled the victim out of the second floor window 8 minutes prior were all asleep in their bed. Mm-hmm. So.
Job well done.
Mm-hmm. Very, very proud of our guys. Mm-hmm. With that, I will answer any questions about that, if anybody has any.
Questions? No?
Great work.
All right, and last thing on my list is just a quick update on the public safety building project. As you notice, it's looking more and more like a building, kind of getting to the end stages. The last big exterior milestone are the garage doors, which will be here in June, it sounds like. There's a little bit of delay with those, but nothing that's going to set back completion date-wise. On the inside, it's progressing very quickly. Flooring's in, rooms are finished. Getting to the point where, you know, it's starting to do terminal cleaning on the police department side almost after flooring finishes up. Fire department side's maybe just a little bit behind just based on the phases of construction, but I believe in the next week or two, all the mechanicals will kind of get switched over to the building system and everything will get leveled out. All the electronics will get turned on. This is the fun part of, you know, getting screens installed, getting the IT stuff installed. So it's going to be kind of a whirlwind for the next couple of months. Should get keys the second or so week of June, and then they'll start moving in furniture. We hope to be in there, at least from a fire department's perspective, the end of July-ish. So that's our goal as of right now, and then we'll try to figure out what we're doing with decommissioning of the current site.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, anything else to report, Chief?
That is all I have for this evening.
Okay. I think that's pretty much our meeting tonight. Looks like our next meeting will be Monday, June 8th. And beyond that, we just need a motion to go into closed session, authorized as noted by Wisconsin State Statute for considering employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation of a public employee. Wisconsin State Statute 19.851C. There's a motion to vote. Okay, Jill and
I'll second.
Sarah seconds, and a roll call vote.
Aye.
So we'll be in closed session in a few minutes in the back room.